Kami, play We're All Yankovics.
Playing We're All Yankovics theme song.
Looking for the latest trendy styles and home remedies in this weird world? Now there's a place for all your needs. Whoop, the lifestyle brand by Weird Al Yankovic. Whether you're in the need for a $100 accordion-shaped pumice stone or just a $50 massage spatula, Whoop.com is the place for all your needs. Whoop.com, money for nothing and Beverly Hillbillies.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, yeah.
Yay.
Hey, welcome back. How are you, Charlie?
I've had a lot of problems.
Oh, what kind of problems?
Well, I got the new cell phone.
Yeah.
And I can't plug my earphones into it anymore.
Oh, I hate that.
I know. And then it wouldn't connect with my Bluetooth in my car.
That is the worst.
I know. So I've been carrying around two cell phones now.
Ugh.
Yeah, a 6 and an X the whole time. And one's for listening to music. And the other one's for, like, doing stuff.
That's the worst.
Video games.
I got this cord in my car that connects to my, like, smart car features and everything. And, like, whenever I, like, put it in and turn on, like, I'm trying to get my music going from Pandora, it just automatically accesses my music from my iTunes and starts playing a random Weezer song every single time. And it just drives me crazy.
Oh,
I don't know how I can live. It's the worst. Now I know what it's like to live in, like, third world countries.
I know.
It's the worst.
It's the worst.
I can totally relate to people now.
So, first word problem.
First world problem.
I actually had that problem. Like,
yeah,
seriously.
Me too. I wasn't making
that
mine up either.
It was a real problem.
It is really annoying, and it's so trivial, but yeah. It annoys me. I plug it in, the Weezer song starts playing. I love Weezer, and I'm getting to start to hate this song.
I can make you a track. I have a track that's
a
like
silence.
30 seconds of silence called like A. And
yes.
You just stick that in your iTunes and then that's the tune. So you have a
yes,
you have 30
you
seconds to get it. Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
Okay. So first world problems off Mandatory Fun.
Yeah.
It's a Pixies cover.
It is.
Yep.
Never been a fan of the Pixies, really. I mean, I, not that I don't like them, I just never really got into them.
Yeah, no, I know the Pixies' name for some reason,
right?
But I definitely don't know the names of any songs
that
I haven't specifically looked up for this thing.
Same here. I mean, from what I listened to, I could see myself liking them, I just never got into them.
Yeah, exactly. This came out, Mandatory Fun, like we said, so 2014.
Yep.
The backing vocals of this are provided by Amanda Palmer.
Oh, okay.
She sort of sings in the style of Kim Deal, who's the bassist of the Pixies, or was the bassist of the Pixies. They got back together.
Oh, okay.
She was there for the first couple of tours, and then she left again.
Boo.
Yeah, exactly. Amanda Palmer's husband is Neil Gaiman.
I was going to guess Robert Palmer.
Nope. She's not one of the girls dressed in black.
She's not one of those simply irresistible girls? That would be awesome if she was.
That would be kind of cool. she's part of the Dresden Dolls and Evelyn. Which I think she and her husband sing on.
Okay.
She also posts on like a blog, and she's like, I did backups on the new Weird Al at record. Now I can die. Yep. Al is on a song called MySpace that she did as part of Evelyn.
Okay.
But he's one of many people, including things like Kurt Cobain's daughter, who like sang out like a 20-second clip, and then they put them all together. Like they meshed all of those things together for like a part in the, like the second half of the song.
Okay.
It's really strange. It's a little weird, but hey, so that's how she knew him, and then he asked her to back his vocals on Mandatory Fun for the song.
Sure.
So that was kind of cool.
Lisa Popeil was busy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We actually get to talk about her in a little bit.
Awesome.
In a couple of weeks from now, we're going to be talking about her.
Gotcha.
In 2004, Weird Al actually performed with 3/4 of the Pixies. He performed I Bleed at Winston's Calling, which is a
dive bar?
No. It's a
festival.
Fundraiser festival.
Oh,
kind of thing. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So what do you think of the song?
I enjoyed the song. It's very fun, very relatable, and everyone knows this guy or girl.
Yeah.
I'm related to a couple people very much like this.
And wow.
I immediately sent it to them when it came out, and they're both like, oh my gosh, that is so me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, yes, it is.
I'm not going to stop what I'm doing, but it's totally me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he needs pumpkin spice latte, not vanilla latte.
Well, at the time, I think it was pre-pumpkin spice everything.
Wow.
I know, it's kind of a...
Not like unicorn brains or whatever. And,
is that the new one coming out?
I don't know. There was a zombie one, and there was a... Yeah,
the unicorn frap.
Anyways, we feel like old people again.
I know, right?
Orson's going to need to get another bunk bed for the two of us. Cause
yeah, I think Orson may have died.
What?
I'm not sure. Walter was crying and he was saying something about he's gone. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I didn't really want to get into it.
Okay. Why are you bringing it up?
It's uncomfortable. I mean, I'm just guessing.
Okay.
Because I don't know why else he would be so inconsolable. I mean, I know those two were close.
Yeah.
So we may just have Walter. I don't know. Yeah. He'll do.
Oh, I enjoyed the song. It's one of the few songs that he did off this new album that you're kind of like, really? Like, I don't know. The subject matter was fun, but I feel like it's so well covered that it was like weird to see Weird Al going, no, I'm going to talk about this. I don't know. It feels like a...
Really?
It feels like a joke that's 5 years too late.
Okay.
Almost in a weird way, but maybe...
I don't know. I haven't heard anybody else really digging into this.
I felt like there was like Twitter handles, hashtag first world
problems. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that did it well enough, or at least the exposure of it was enough for me, that it was like, when Weird Al did it, you're like, okay... I guess
this is before I ever got on Twitter, which I'm really not much anyway. Exactly. So exactly. I don't know much about the Twitterverse.
So and so it's not a problem. It's just one of those things where I feel like the material in this is slightly dated compared to like he's not pushing any edges.
Okay.
Or envelopes. No pushing.
He wasn't pushing envelopes. Anything. Pushing boundaries.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So the video was directed by Liam Lynch, who also directed that song. The song, Weird Al, his other video, Craigslist.
Craigslist, okay.
Yeah.
I would say Twin Peaks.
No.
You did that weird dance. You can't see. I wish you could see Charlie.
Yeah, it's really cool. So he's also the guy who created Stiff and Ollie, Liam Lynch's.
Okay, not David Lynch. I get them.
No. And he did the video for Foo Fighters' Times Like These.
Oh, cool.
Liam Lynch is an interesting subject. I've heard him talk like on Nerdist and stuff. He actually went to the Liverpool Institute of Performing Arts, which was a school created by Sir McCartney.
Paul McCartney?
Paul McCartney.
Not Sir
Melissa. No, okay. Not Melissa McCartney. so he was one of these like really artistic, creative folks. And he was like one of 40 people for that first year of that school or something.
Interesting.
It's pretty crazy.
Cool.
I don't know if I like this video.
Are you kidding me? Charlie, what the heck's wrong with you?
It feels so homemade.
I can see what you mean because I wondered if it was actually filmed in his house.
It is.
It is?
Okay. It is. It's completely filmed in his house.
Okay, because it looks like it is.
That's his house that he's
which
in.
Which I think is cool.
Which adds to the irony of it a little bit, I think. But it's so... And I think it's kind of purposeful, but it's almost too purposeful. Like when he throws the computer down and it bursts in the fire and it's so obviously like fake CGI fire, you know, or they green screen a parking lot.
Yeah. I was wondering about that. Like they couldn't find a parking lot. Yeah. That was kind of odd,
or a vending machine. And then
was that green screen too? It looked like it was. Yeah.
Because the vending machines are like Japanese or something like that. Like I don't. It doesn't make sense, and I guess that probably is a little bit of Liam Lynch's style, and it was kind of interesting to see him do actual like physical video as opposed to like an animated video because he had been doing that for a lot.
Yeah,
but it's still I love this video. Like it's so. Oh,
it does look kind of YouTube-y. I can see what you're saying, like but high school I like film. That.
Oh, okay,
I like that about it. It felt different's not the right word, but it just felt cool. I don't know. I enjoyed it. I was, like I said, I wondered if it was actually his house because it seemed to me that it might be.
It's totally.
Which is cool. And I don't know. I enjoy it. I love the costume, the weird douchey costume he has on.
Well, and that apparently Liam Lynch has a whole bunch of wigs.
Yeah.
And Weird Al was like, well, I don't want to be Weird Al in this video. I'm going to be somebody else. And he's like, okay. And he's like, let's wear a wig. And he's like, okay. And so they found this wig and apparently it's real hair and he got it for like $15 from like Hong Kong or something.
creepy out of a vending machine.
Exactly. why that all of that's kind of creepy. To me, it almost feels like he's kind of doing Kurt Cobain as like a middle-aged man.
Middle-aged yuppie Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man, that makes it even better.
No, I don't.
Great.
I don't know, but to me, it would just kind of look like that. I don't even know what Kurt Cobain means.
Had an okay childhood and never gotten in a band.
Yeah, exactly. He just sort of, all those hippies that turned into yuppies mm-hmm. in the '80s. You know, it's kind of that twist. I don't know. It just bothers me.
All right.
There are moments that I like, though.
Okay. Like what?
Like in when he's in the rest, like just the restaurant scene is just horribly down. Like,
what do you mean?
Production, like the production's production. Like low,
low super production low. Bad. Yeah.
And it was just like, why? Like, I don't know. It bothers me. Anyways, he's reading a menu. It mm-hmm. says breakfast, and he talks about how he can't get breakfast. Right. He got there too late.
Right.
It says served all day.
No, I saw that too. I'm like, that's hysterical.
And then he gets the lunch menu, and that also says served all day.
So he's just a jerk, and the waiter.
Yeah,
knows
no,
it.
I just
so the waiter's just messing with him, which I love.
I enjoyed that. I also when he is looking for his car, which is really dumb. He puts his clicker up to his mouth,
yeah,
his neck, and I totally do that because it totally works.
Does it work really?
It totally works.
Old wives' tale.
No, it totally works.
Really,
like, he can go click, why? Click, click. No. Cluck, and it, I don't know why.
How does that? Does it go, bounce off your fillings or something?
I don't know. I don't know if the you're creating like a. It works. It has worked for me.
Aquaman. Oh.
I live by it. I get throat cancer at some point, maybe it's a bad
that's
thing.
Why?
But like, yeah, no, I totally.
I've seen
live
people
by
doing
that
parking lot. I'm like, that doesn't work, does it? That's just so
totally
stupid.
Works.
I thought something like some prankster got out there just like, I wonder how many people I can get doing this.
No, it works. Okay. I've done it.
Sure.
Let's see. Yeah.
We've talked about shoes at the beginning, those ridiculous fire shoes. And I love his power walking. It's just, it makes you dislike this person, which is the point. He's supposed to be just so unlikable. I think that kind of goes to the low production value. It's just like, it's almost like some guy ranting about this, like pointless problems on a YouTube video.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like to me. Maybe. Like, that's what I got. Can... And it's like, this is the guy who go on YouTube and complain about his life. Oh, this is so horrible. This is some guy texted me. Doesn't he know? I mean, this guy called me. Doesn't he know how to text? Oh my God. I just could see this guy on YouTube and that's the vision I got from this. That's where I thought they were going.
So do you think he kind of looks like the Britney guy?
Just the hair. Leave Britney alone.
Yeah.
No. Chris Crocker. How do I know that guy's name? What is wrong with me?
Wow. Okay.
Anyways, I don't think so. But no, I enjoyed this video. I think it's hysterical. I love the character. It is a bit cheesy and low budget, but I kind of think that's what they're going for, and I appreciate it.
Okay. And maybe it's also Weird Al's performance, I think. Like,
he's being very cheesy, but that's Weird Al.
Yeah.
He's never getting an Academy Award. He's not a good actor.
I know. It just, I don't know. Something about this video makes me watch it and go, where the animated? Like, the animated ones are so smooth, and this is just...
All right. I was happy to not have an animated one. I mean, I liked it.
I don't know if I like this video any more than Sports Song.
Oh, come on. I may be looking for a new co-host. If anyone's interested, call me in. We're all Yankovics. I think I'm kicking Charlie out of this.
That's not what the name
come
is.
Come on.
You don't even know our phone number.
I said contact. Did I say call?
Yes.
Whatever. I didn't mean the number. Just call us here. And we're all Yankovics.
But I'm not saying.
All right, fine. I don't know all the information, so I maybe not kicking Charlie out. I'm sorry.
I'm not at all saying Sports Song is better than this one, but I'm saying I don't necessarily know if I like this one that much more than Sports Song.
Wow. No, that video was a waste.
Yeah.
This video I enjoyed, and I did not feel that way about it.
This one, at least I enjoy the song. Sports Song, the song doesn't even really do anything for me, realistically.
Okay, you're surprising me on this one. I really enjoy
it. I'm sorry. I watch it again, and I keep... Every time I go to click on this video, I'm like... Are you sure this isn't like some weird video that's been made for him or something? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're wrong. So,
okay.
What do you think, people out there listening to us?
Yes. 302-72 weird.
Yes.
That's 302-72 weird. Call us up. Let us know what you think about this song. Now,
right
favorite
now.
Lyrics.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying call now.
Yeah.
All right. Favorite lyrics. There's a lot of them in here. It's tough to choose just one. I'm going to go with the thread count on these cotton sheets has got me itching. My house is so big, I can't get Wi-Fi in my kitchen.
Yeah.
Which this is one of the lines I thought was great for my family members who this reminds me of. So like, oh my God, that's so them.
I like the one we actually, you already mentioned this line. But some idiot just called me up on the phone. What? Don't they know how to text? OMG. I like it is. It is. It honestly is. Uh-huh. I now get phone calls sometimes and I'm like who is calling?
If I don't know the person on call ID, I don't answer.
Work now actually texts me to see if I want to come in for work. They don't call anymore.
They know better.
But I don't know. That bothers me too. Like it's a weird thing, like because I feel like there are groups of people who don't answer if it's just a text message.
Right.
And so then sometimes we're down people and you're like, if you had just called them, I think they would have picked up.
Do both.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. I'm old fashioned. I like a phone call, but now I'm spoiled if I don't know who it is. If it's an unknown number
or definitely.
Some city I don't know anyone in, I won't answer it.
No, totally.
Yeah.
Because nobody calls. Mm-hmm. So you know it's not somebody important. Like the only people who call me are my parents. Really?
Oh yeah. Okay.
And they started texting too.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Then we have like group text chains. Oh, it's crazy.
It's so crazy. Don't they know how to.
Okay. First world problems. We really are in the middle of first world problems.
I see. It is still relevant.
Yep.
So bite your tongue. It has already been done.
For long. It might be third world problems soon. Anyways. So what do you give this song?
Ooh. Oh, it's going to be more than you.
It's very much going to be more than me.
Man, this might be your first one.
No, I don't think I'm going that far. Because I like the song.
Okay, just not the video. I'm going to give this a 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're allowed to?
Yeah. I darn right I am. I'm giving it a 3.
I'm giving it a 2.
All right. I thought you were going lower.
No, because I like the song. I think the video takes
away
from it.
You'd give the video a
video is like a 0.5 or something. It's like 5 gags and done by like high school students. Like there was a Pretty Fly for a Rabbi was done by like a bunch of high school students. And I think that was almost better than this video. Anyways,
you've
heard us rant now.
Jeez.
So thanks for listening. Like we said, 302-72-WEIRD is our calling line. And
if it's busy, just try back.
Yeah, or you can get us on Twitter or Facebook us at We're All Yankovics. Join. We just had a couple new people join the group.
Yeah.
And we'll just sit there and talk about songs about Weird Al and things that are going on. And looking forward to all the concerts next year.
So. Heck yeah. Also, you said Twitter is Wendell Yankovic.
Yep.
Yes, at Wendell, 1L, not 1L, 2,
yep.
Wendell Yankovic. It's pretty much, I think it's linked on our Facebook page. You can find us.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Steve takes every moment he can to remind people about our Twitter on our
I'm trying. We got up to, we're over double digits now.
Ooh, double digits.
We just
digits.
Hit double digits. Mm. I'm very happy about
Have we hit a baker's dozen yet?
What's a baker's dozen?
13?
Maybe by the time this airs
tomorrow.
Maybe we'll get one today.
Okay, we'll be back next Wednesday with another song.
All right,
so thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.